Aloha.
Aloha, this is Dr. Lori Moore. Today I'm going to be discussing the human body. When you are incarnating, and I know this because I remember that I had to develop a relationship between my soul and my new body when I was a baby. And the animals are very conscious of this process too. Somehow they don't get mixed up and think they are the body. The body personality. The body personality has all kinds of ancestral rhythms in it, energies that got created through evolution over time. And so the intention of the soul then has to learn, how do I work with this body personality that is mine, that I am in temple relationship with for so long? And it's a process. It's a, you know, you're married to one for your whole life, your whole entire life, and that's you. And your body personality. So what happens is that over time, stories that get told about human existence as a way of uplifting become solid. People begin to identify the stories as reality rather than words were a gift that we used as music to carry ourselves in rhythm through life with one another. And now, as these energies are just bursting through people and making it necessary that you start to notice, wow, these incredible energies are bursting the heart and all the chakras, all the energy centers in the body. There's many more if you listen carefully to your body than the seven that are usually discussed. Energy is being born through you in a new way, as a new birth is coming through Mother Earth and Father Sun in a new way. It's so touching. I start to cry when I try to discuss this. My heart just, it's so sweet. There's one love. What you're feeling in your heart belongs to all of us. And what happens if we're misinformed and we're still believing all the old stories that society created for her himself as a helper at one time, is you think something bad's happening, you think you're sick, or you think you're having a bad mood. And I'm not saying all that stuff can't happen and that there's anything wrong if it's happening, but what else is happening is if you start to be using language as a way of communicating exactly what you're experiencing in the moment, not last week and not next week, you'll start to language about the sensations which are occurring within you, and when you're really being present, you'll start to find an inspiration of a new existence is being created in you. The Buddha, the Christ light, it's here. The Kuan Yin, the Magdalene, Radha Krishna, Shekhinah, 100 names, 99 names of Allah. I always pronounce the Mayan, the beautiful bird, and I've had that bird just take me to glorious places. The birth is coming through us. And so when we sit and listen, we begin to literally birth into something new. Now, if you watch babies, they cry, they scream, they laugh, and the body's all programmed so it keeps washing itself. It's the weather. If you watch the weather, I grew up on the East Coast of the United States. There were distinct seasons. And I am positive that fall was grieving. It could not be felt more clearly. It was the grief of the heart, and the summer was the blooming of the heart. And there didn't need to be stories attached to it because the weather was doing it. So when, and people are, I know people are going to say, so what you're saying, Lori, is if you do a lot of breathing and singing and screaming and chanting and whatever, you'll be healthy. Well, that's awesome. That's a great byproduct. That's true. And when it's true, and sometimes it's not true. Health is not always predictable. We want everything to be so predictable, and so we try to make stories solid. The waves of energy that are you are birthing out of themselves. And yes, I'm saying please use those bodies, laugh, cry, dig in the garden, breathe the air, because then they're more alive. So when these breaths come, instead of you feeling like, oh, I'm sick, I have a headache, you feel like, whoa, I'm exploding open. The body is such an amazing organism. The body is designed to be orgasmic in every cell, in every energy center, in every chakra. I say this from firsthand experience. I watched what people were doing to their bodies. I was a young girl dancing and doing yoga, and I watched the stories people would tell about their bodies, and I said, I'm going to tell my body a different story. Now, did that keep me from getting older? No, everybody's aging. And it kept giving me youth. It kept giving me bliss. I go sit outside in meditation, and I'm orgasmic in my cells. My body is in ecstasy. I am not on drugs. I'm sitting in consciousness, and my body is the edge of consciousness. My body personality is the costume into which consciousness sent soul to incarnate. I'm inviting you not to use this as a technique. I'm inviting you to go to the source of where you're being created from. It's in your heart. It's in your soul. It's right here now. And all can be created from that. There's so much delight and ecstasy to be experienced. I remember I was at a retreat recently, and I sang from the depth of my heart in a way I had never sung before, and it came from a prayer asking Goddess God that I may do that, that I find it in me to do that with my body, with the muscles of my body that allow voice to come out. And right after, I had a huge migraine. You know, my head was light, was flashing, and sensation was beating, and I just said, thank you, I love you. I welcomed the migraine. I said, thank you, I love you, thank you. And I just stayed totally present in those flashing lights. Nobody could have known but me in what could have been called a headache. And it wasn't. It was a profound opening up. Your body is willing for the love to open it, aliven it in every way. And welcome that. And what you might think is a discomfort might just be a glorious opening into a whole new way of experiencing your body in a way you did not know before. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.